This is Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities taking a look at the grain markets for Tuesday, April 2nd. Well, the wheat markets were kind of mixed yesterday, with KC and Minneapolis coming under quite a bit of pressure. Chicago feeling that, at least in the beginning, but it managed to bounce, only closing down a few cents. Corn and soybeans chopping around sideways. Is that those markets look like they're stabilizing as we head into the planting season. We're getting a major storm across the Midwest as we speak, and that is expected to move into the southeast. The northern part of the Midwest looking at a lot of snow coming, so that's going to slow them down as far as plantings. In the Central Plains, getting some moisture there too, so that is expected to keep those crops in pretty decent condition. We had the crop condition report out yesterday afternoon. For Texas, sitting at 44% good to excellent. That's down 7 from last week. Oklahoma at 73% good to excellent. That was up 3. Kansas down 5 at 48. Nebraska down 1 at 65. Colorado down 10 at 58. Illinois down 11 at 64. Ohio coming on at 67% good to excellent. So we're seeing some pretty big moves in these good to excellent numbers. I think this early in the growing season, where the crop is just starting to break dormancy and kind of get established, especially in the Central Plains and into the Midwest, you're going to see some fairly big swings there. As the crop becomes more established, I would imagine that those ratings will become more stable. Texas also reporting that they are 20% headed. In corn plantings, just getting rolling. Illinois at 1%, Kansas 2%, Missouri is at 2%. We are hearing some reports out of China that they're trying to slow down imports of corn from Ukraine, as they want their domestic prices to rally a bit to encourage farmers to increase their corn plantings. So we'll see how far that goes. They do have a fair amount of corn that they've bought from Ukraine. From the United States, they only have about 150,000 tons left to import from what they've already purchased. So it's not going to be a huge factor here, I don't think. But it does give some pressure to the corn space from a worldwide perspective. But moving forward, it's going to be primarily about weather. We're watching in Europe, it's been way too wet since last fall, which prevented a lot of wheat from getting planted, and some winter barley as well. In the Black Sea region, of course, we're watching the dryness that has been around for the last 4 to 5 weeks, causing some concern, but keep in mind that last fall, they had plenty of moisture headed into the winter. So they should be fine from a subsoil perspective, but obviously that's the most important wheat-producing region of the world, and we'll be keeping a very close eye on that. Here in the United States, the Central Plains, we do have dry pockets in the western part of the Central Plains, but rains are forecast. 6 to 10 day has us at above normal precip. So there's not a concern about production there yet. We don't have any cold weather snaps coming down for some late freezes. So the crops there looking pretty good shape, as the crop condition report showed. And we don't have any threats to those crops at this point. Northern Plains, we're just getting rolling as far as planting goes. Still have some snow in the northern part of the plains, so it'll take a while to get the soils warmed up. But wheat is forgiving, and we can get that crop in fairly late and still have a normal harvest. So weather is the issue in the Midwest. It's wet and cold at the moment. It looks like after about April 12th, there's going to be a window of opportunity to get in the fields. So I would expect you're going to see quite a bit of corn going in. In South America, for the most part, Brazil looks okay. Southern part of the corn growing region is on the dry side, but it's not enough to drive the market higher, obviously. In Argentina, boy, they're on track for some stellar yields. So they have not had any issues really at all in Argentina. Brazil is had to dodge a few bullets, but I think they're going to be okay in the bigger picture. So I would expect corn and soybean prices to continue to stabilize and form a base here. For wheat, we're in the early stages of the growing season. It's really hard to press the market a lot, but again, there's just no threats to the crop, and condition ratings are showing a crop that's in much better shape than a year ago. So we're on track for good yields there. Acres will be down, but the market already knows that. So I think wheat probably will drift lower, but I don't see it falling apart. And I think the row crops will stabilize here and kind of prepare for some potential weather threats as we move forward. If you have any questions, feel free to call at 1-800-888-9843. This has been Louise Gartner with Spectrum Commodities.